Where are your terrible deeds now? Where are your virtuous acts? See, your true character is finally showing itself. Now, aren't these honest words that all of us should hear? I think in a lot of times we kind of fall into a trap, a temptation of false piety or false charity, that we kind of believe that we're doing good things, that things we're doing are right. But what are our intentions? What are the true intentions in our hearts in what we're doing? And I want to just kind of put a context to this in the context of the first reading today. Obviously, we know that in the Jewish law, in the Mosaic law of the Jewish people, that the eating of meat was prescribed, and this goes back to the books of Deuteronomy and Numbers, that the Jews have been prescribed particular ways on how to eat food, what foods to eat, and what foods not to eat, right? So obviously, Tobit was correct in recognizing that if this sheep that was been given to his wife was stolen, that they should not eat it, because there had been a sinful act that would have been brought into that. Obviously, it's food. For us, it's food. It's very logical. But for the Jewish people, they're very concerned about whether what they were eating was correct according to the law of what God gave to them. And so he was correct in pointing out and asking that question, is it stolen or not? And if it is stolen, we can't eat it. We have to return it. But if it's not stolen, then we can't eat it. But then his wife here kind of points to him in a very poignant way, you know, well, where is your charity now? Like, right? And I think that can be applied to us in a very concrete way in our lives. That when we do things, do we realize the intentions that underlie that? And I get it, oftentimes when we do things, sometimes it's almost kind of, we're on this robotic machine, that we just do it. And that this is the right thing to do in the church, so I have to correct somebody, right? But when we correct somebody, or when we tell somebody that this is not, what they're doing is not right, what is our underlying intention in that? Is it a self-glorification of saying that I'm right, so I have to correct you? Or is it a care for them? And if it is a care for them, then there has to be a way for us to do it so that it is loving, it's caring, and it's not judgmental. Right? I think this point is very important for all of us to learn. That every one of us, at some point in our lives, maybe that's the past, currently now, what we've done, or in the future, to be very conscientious of when we do things, when we say things, what are our underlying intentions, right? And make sure that those intentions are good intentions, right? And if they're not, and we're struggling with that, we're struggling with being judgmental, we're struggling with gossiping, we're struggling with being mean when we correct people, then we should look back on ourselves and say, okay, hey, what can I do to fix that? Right, there's a saying that we say in the school all the time, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it, right? And that's a way for us to learn, right? It's a very obvious thing, but it's a way for us to learn. And I know that all of us have very genuine hearts and I know that you have a deep love for God and a deep devotion to the Eucharist, right? But we have to be able to find ways to be kind to one another, right? Because that is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, right? We determine in terms of our actions the results of it by what they are. And we find in that, is this from God, or is this something that I need to work on that's not from God, right? And I think this is just a point of reminder for all of us, right? All of us can fall into that temptation. And then the next point I just wanted to briefly go on is just the gospel today, right? We kind of hear very well that Jesus says to, what is Caesar's, give to Caesar. What is God, give to God. And I think, I've heard this from many of you, that there's a struggle within all of you about kind of the difficulties that have been going on in our society, especially in the government of the United States, in which sometimes we don't see a consistency with our Catholic leaders in Catholic teaching, right? And the struggle of, you know, having difficult thoughts, being angry and whatnot, kind of going back again to that first point with being genuine with our intentions, of that we have a responsibility as American citizens, right, to vote, to be acknowledged, to know our rights, and to be able to have the freedom of speech, right? We have that. But at the same time, we have to recognize that at some point, things will not always change. And that's okay. But as long as we stay faithful to our prayer, we pray for our civil leaders, which we do every Mass, right? And we are attentive to politics and what's happening in the United States. We vote, and we do our due diligence as citizens of this country. We give it to God. We give it to God, right? We are citizens of this country. We are responsible to this country. But at the same time, this country for us is only a journey. It's only a pilgrimage. We are not meant for this world. We are meant to be with God. And if we are faithful to that, we're faithful to God, and we trust in Him, we fix our eyes on Him, and saying, whatever it is, God, that I'm struggling with, and whatever it is that, you know, our president, whatever it is that the civil leaders are going through right now, I entrust that in Your mercy, in Your kindness, and in Your love, whatever it is, whatever Your will is, will come about. And Jesus, multiple times in the scriptures, and He says this to His apostles, if you come to someone's house and they don't receive you, leave. Right? Leave. You've done what you've needed to do. You've been responsible as a Christian. You've prayed. You've tried to engage in dialogue. Leave. And allow God to be able to work. Again, allow God to be God. Do not make ourselves gods and say, well, I have to fix every single problem in this world. As much as we want to, we can't. And we trust that God, in His due time, will do what it is that is needed. But we are faithful to our prayers. We are fixed on Christ. And we work on ourselves. And that is what will impact the world around us.